Well, hello. Welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
In this episode, we get back to the business of being awesome. We discuss new fitness routines, appropriate gym attire, fast food restaurants that are just kind of winging it. It's Tip Tap Tip.
We're fun.
Yep.
How's it going, Eric?
It's going pretty good, Rochelle. How are you doing?
I like this French music.
It's pretty French.
I like it.
You like it? You dig it?
I'm digging it.
Summer's coming up, even though it's been raining all weekend and snowing.
Oh, it's been torture. I hate it.
But it is coming up, and you know what that means?
Bikinis?
Close. Getting to the mark. Getting your beach bod ready.
Tan lines. Rednecks?
Is that part of the beach thing?
No, but when you're in the sun, you get a redneck.
Oh, if you're not putting on sunscreen like a smart person.
Yeah, but you get redneck.
Well, that's because I'm not a smart person.
Put that sunscreen on.
And if I do put it on, I put it on like in the dumbest possible way. It's like, oh, I got my shoulders sorted. Too bad about my face.
Yeah, I just write dick on your back in sunscreen.
Have you done that before? I'm sure you have.
No.
Oh, man. I haven't. There's a missed opportunity.
But you know what happened to me one time when I was in Mexico is I fell asleep with my iPod Nano on my stomach, and then I had the wire going to my headphones, and it left a tan mark.
This is actually
pretty funny.
This is when we were in Mexico?
No, you weren't there.
Oh, this is when a while ago.
Yeah.
That in the weird time before I existed in your life, or was I part of that life?
I think maybe you were, but I just I just didn't want you to come to Mexico with me because how was I supposed to flirt with the pool boys?
I know. And I was staying back home eating pizza and wings and not cleaning up because apparently at that point in my life I was just not really good at that.
I don't think we lived together at that point. We didn't. Because that's when I bought that crazy mask and you were like, I was like, did you like the first mask that I bought in Mexico and you didn't like it? You didn't tell me until years afterwards because
I hate that mask.
You were still trying to be nice to me.
It's some sort of weird demon mask that Rochelle decided to bring back. And I saw it immediately and I wish we had pictures of it so I could post it on the Facebook thing. But I'm like, all right. There's some bad mojo coming into the house.
I thought it was cool. It was like this crazy mask, and then there was a tiger sitting on top of the head, and then the thing looked like a devil, I guess, and then his tongue was all sticking out all crazy.
I didn't like it. I still don't like it. We did get rid of it, didn't we? Or still creeping out?
We don't have it anymore. I think I donated it.
The curse has been passed on. To the next person.
Maybe he did curse us.
Oh, well, that would explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
But beach bod's coming up, which is weird. I know everywhere you look, you see ads for.
I'm not really sure that is relevant to us living in Calgary. I mean, what beach are we going to go to?
Well, we don't really have. Well, we do. There's beaches on lakes. It's not really ocean beaches, but. But, you know, people still try and get their. You know, when it gets really hot out.
It's not really that big of a deal here. It's not the same as, places that are on the coast.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, you still are seeing like advertisements for boot camps and stuff like that. But anyways, that kind of leads us.
Yeah, that's just marketing.
That's marketing.
Yeah.
That kind of leads us into our first story here. Ottawa, in the country of Canada, where we live. A young woman had a bit of difficulty when she was going to gym. Apparently she got kicked out because, what she was wearing was deemed inappropriate. An Ottawa woman says she was humiliated and body shamed when staff at an Orleans gym.
Body shamed. Well, that's a term. Body shamed, fat shamed.
That word is, yeah.
Blah, blah, anything shamed. That's like a whole new trend, isn't it? I just heard them saying this on The View.
Oh, on The View? This is where...
They were saying fat shamed.
Okay, that...
That's a word.
Well, yeah, like I've heard that their terminology has sort of popped up within the last few years. Like, you know, variations, fat shamed, this shamed, that shamed. But anyways, she felt body shamed when the staff at the gym told her that her chest was too large for her tank top. And Rochelle, I'm going to let you be the judge. I have a picture of the woman in question, and this is the tank top that she was wearing. So you can kind of be the judge on that. So she's wearing this to the gym.
And it doesn't look that bad.
Okay. She has larger.
Yeah, she has a really large chest.
And a tiny waist.
So, I mean, what kind of tank top is she supposed to wear? It's her boobs are not bursting out of it.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure if she bends forward, they will. But, you know, like...
It happens.
She's a large-chested woman. I'm not sure what else she could wear. Yeah. You can't ask her to cover herself
Anyways.
But if she was working out and you were working out right next to her and you were staring down her shirt, then I would be mad.
That would be a different story.
I'd kick her butt.
If I was just sitting there going, hey.
Yeah, you'd be like, yeah, it's going to like do a couple more reps right here. And I'm going to like look down over there to concentrate.
That's my voice to you?
Yeah. When you're lifting weights, that's your voice.
It is my kind of voice. But anyways, Jenna...
Oh, those poor girls with those big boobs, right? I feel so sorry for them.
It is. Like,
you know, they can't wear muumuus. They can't cover them up. Like, that's not fair.
It is a shame. Who's thinking of the big-breasted women here? Jenna Vicio...
It's very difficult to find clothing that fits you when you have such big breasts. It really is.
Yeah, because because the assumption is that every part of you is big. Either that way, or in her case, where it's just the breasts that are big, basically. Like, you
yeah, because if she puts a size small on, it's going to fit her elsewhere, but not in her chest area. But she's wearing, it's like a stretch. It looks like a stretchy tank top. Yep. Might be a little bit see-through because it's really stretched out right where her boobs are.
Yeah. But she's probably, yeah, wearing it.
But you know what? She looks like she's going to kick your butt.
I would not
mess. She does not. She's got full sleeve of tattoos on one side, hair tattooing, shaved head on the other side.
Not smiling, looking kind of pissed.
Yeah. I don't know. I would be a little bit scared to check her out, honestly. She's got some muscles there, too.
That's true. Jenna Vicio, who moved to Ottawa from Halifax, said she was working out with her husband at the club when a female supervisor confronted her about her attire. That's her attire we're looking at right now.
That's crazy.
She was told other clients at the gym had complained her top made them feel uncomfortable. Other clients, so.
And did they say if those other clients were men or women?
Let me see. Let's read on. Vicio says she was confused and seriously embarrassed, especially since other women wore similar tank tops. She and her husband left without finishing their workout. I said, I can't help it if my chest may appear larger than some other woman's here because of my small frame, but I can't do anything about it. I felt humiliated. I was made to feel uncomfortable. I felt degraded. She said she was told she could finish her workout and come back to the gym in a t-shirt, but in absence of a detailed dress code, she simply feels she was singled out based on her looks. She went to Facebook to talk about her story. She took to Facebook to explain her ordeal and to post photos of the disputed outfit. I think this is from the Facebook post. So far, her post has been shared a lot, blah, blah, blah. She said she used to go to the gym about 5 times a week. Looks like it.
Yeah.
But she has since canceled her membership and signed up at Good Life. That's a good advertisement for them. In an email statement, the former gym that she was kicked out said members are asked to wear modest athletic attire. And that's in quotes. And Vicio's top was seen as contrary to the gym, to the gym's dress code.
It's a tank top.
I know.
It's just a basic tank top. Like, it's straight across on the top. I mean,
I see, you know, like, for instance, when I go to the gym, guys are wearing tank tops all the time.
It's just like, but she's saying that, okay, that they kicked her out based on her looks. And do you think that maybe the gym that she was going to or the one that kicked her out is maybe a bit more conservative?
That's my guess.
Maybe the members are a bit more conservative and maybe they don't like her because...
Yeah, here comes
her tattoos and her hair tattooing. Like, that is actually...
Yeah, like, it's the whole package, I think. And I think they just kind of singled and they kind of focused in on the top. But, you know...
Yeah, it's like they just had to find a reason.
It's like, okay, well,
basically.
You know, she's a little bit different. We don't want those kind of people in our gym. So what can we say?
Well, I wonder if she has... Like, if she had just, like, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah. If she was...
They probably would... you know, tanned, no tattoos.
If her tank top was pink or something like that, or you know.
Yeah, I wonder if they would have a problem.
Probably not. Here's the statement from the gym that she was kicked out of.
Well, that gym sucks balls.
All right. We strive daily to create an atmosphere where all our members feel welcome, feel comfortable, and feel healthy. We ask members to be respectful of each other when in the gym, to include wearing modest athletic attire and appropriate shoes, limiting cell phone usage, and keeping the facility clean. It is important to us that all our members have a positive experience, and we take their needs and feelings very seriously. Blah, blah, blah. While in no way did we intend to embarrass her, we did feel that we had to address the issue. We are still looking into the matter and would be happy to sit down with and speak with her in more detail as we continue to investigate the incident.
Bullshit.
That's just there.
Bullshit.
It's funny because it's like...
It's just bullshit. It's the same reason why, you know, there's certain nightclubs that won't let you in. Because they want to have a certain appearance and they want to attract a certain type of client.
Exactly.
And they'll look at you, they'll come up with one reason, like no sneakers.
No
sneakers. But really it's because, you know, you have a tattoo or maybe you don't look like that, their type of
no baseball
people
caps, no,
or something. Yeah, they'll just come up with a reason on the spot.
Yep, exactly.
So. And then they make like really vague sort of guidelines for what their, you know, clients are allowed to do. And then they can just like slot you into one category and be like, yeah, sorry, you're going to have to change that. She comes back wearing a t-shirt. They're probably just going to come up with another reason.
Exactly. Like, it's funny because like, you know, when the gym that I go to sometimes, they have their rules, which I don't think they even really enforce them at all, but they basically say, you know, no outdoor shoes, which I've broken a number of times. They say gym, you know, appropriate gym attire. But, you know, I've seen, there's been a more than one occasion that I've seen dudes just full on wearing like, you know, their jeans and their regular shoes. And I'm like,
oh, that's not gym attire.
No, it's not. I'm like, you know, and that kind of bothers me. I'm like, all right, just like, you look like you're giving like half a shit here. It's like, but you know, it's never bothered me to the point where I'm like, I'm going to go, excuse me. That person there is not wearing appropriate gym attire.
Here is a funny thing that we found on Kijiji. It's been a while. Or is it Craigslist?
This is from the best of Craigslist I found this in.
There's such a thing?
Yeah, you can find it. It's like the most ridiculous stuff. Like the best of the weirdest is probably.
Oh, cool. Tiny bike to quit job. This was originally posted. Oh, it's current.
Yeah, it's relative.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of current-ish.
February 9th?
Yep.
Because it goes month and then day, right?
Yes. Unless you're in the States, in which case the States they do it month day because 9/11. Everywhere else does it, you know, kind of in the regular order where it's day, month, year.
That's really messing me up.
Anyways, February, it happened.
Okay. Tiny bike to quit job. So I am looking to rent a tiny bike to quit a job. I want to roll in there, smoke in a blunt, our vape pin, and laugh, sample food, and say, fuck off. $50 shouldn't take that long. Probably won't call the cops on me because they'll love me and respect me. They will just ask me to leave. We could record it. It could become a YouTube sensation. LOL. Willing to leave collateral for bike. I don't want it. I want quit in glory.
Well, that's one way to do it. Like, you know, you stroll in your tiny little bike.
I've never really thought about quitting in glory.
I've seen if you go into YouTube, there's lots of videos of people quitting in the most spectacular ways.
Because it's different now, though, because then you can record it.
Exactly.
Right?
There's
like whenever I quit a job, it was way before that time.
Yeah, this one video which I've seen, this guy somehow hired an entire marching band. and he comes into his boss's office. They start banging cymbals, and he's like, I quit. And he's like, what is happening? But yeah, nice. And, you know, amongst others, there's more than your share of examples on YouTube. But, you know, this is, there's always that, you know, you always kind of think of these fanciful ways in which you would quit in the most spectacular fashion. I've never thought of the tiny bike, but that could be a good way to do it. How would you do it? Like, say,
I don't know, because, you know, when I want to quit a job, I don't want to go there. I just don't want to go there.
You just stop showing up.
Yeah. Like, you know that movie The Office where the guy is just like, I'm just not going to go. Just not going to go into work today.
I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah. Or like, I'm just not going to work at all. That's more my mentality. It's like, I don't want to put any, if I don't like it there, I don't want to put any effort into being there or going there again, even if it means quitting.
Yeah, yeah. But
okay. I don't think I've ever actually, have I quit? Oh yeah, I have quit places.
Yeah. You must have.
Yeah, because there were some salons that I worked at that, this one place, I think I worked there for like 3 weeks. And, you know, while I was working there, I really needed to get my hair done because I was coloring it a lot and I had really bad roots. And when you're working in the salon, you should have your hair colored.
To be presentable as a...
As a hairstylist, right? Yeah. And like if I'm trying to build up my clientele, you should have your hair fixed and looking good all the time.
Yep.
So I was trying to get them to color it for me. And they kept saying no next time or no tomorrow, no tomorrow, no time today, no do it tomorrow. Then finally, they finally colored my hair. So it kind of was a big thing. And then a week after that, I was just like, this place is dead. Like there are no people coming in here. There's no clients coming in here. These people are paying me absolutely nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not worth it. And so I just phoned them and I just said, you know, I quit. I'm not coming in anymore. Like, yeah.
And what did they say?
Because these guys were crazy Italian hairdresser guys who did a lot of coke.
Okay.
Like, I did not want to go in there and actually have to talk to them. Especially one of the brothers actually hit on me.
Ew.
You know, meanwhile, his wife is coming into the salon. Like, just gross. The whole place was just gross. Like, I just wanted to get out of there.
Kind of a greasy, gross place.
Disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of there as soon as possible. And so I just said to them, like, I'm not coming in anymore. Like, this salon's not for me. You guys are not busy enough. Whatever. And then he starts accusing me.
Yeah.
That I just worked there to get my hair done for free.
Oh, okay.
And so he didn't want to give me my last paycheck.
He held a hostage.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
Yeah. So I threatened him and I said to him, well, I'll get the, you know, Alberta Labor Board Association on you for that, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't do that.
Yep.
And then he did end up giving me my last paycheck.
Did you have to go in and get it?
I think I did, but I don't think I saw them.
You just kind of picked up and...
Just front desk. You just go to the front desk. I didn't see them. But, you know, then, of course, after that, I still had to see them at hair shows and stuff like that. But these guys are such dicks and they're always so high, they wouldn't even recognize me.
Okay. And yeah, plus we're only there for 3 weeks anyway, so.
Yeah, but they probably like...
We're high the entire 3 weeks.
Places like that, salons like that, like they will have... they'll hire someone and whatever, it doesn't work out. They'll have so much turnover, that I guess is the word, that they don't remember who's worked there and hasn't worked there.
Because
turnover is so high and they don't give a shit because it's, you know, it's run by the family. Like,
yeah, like I remember like at your salon, there were some people there like who, and you know, I think they quit for one reason or another.
Well, it just didn't work out.
It just didn't work out, right? Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, but I remember only seeing them like a small handful of times, if not once, for I think, I don't even know their names.
I know. Most salons are, it's just really high turnover.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe it's just
the industry. Okay. That's why it's so easy to find a job.
Okay. Well,
like in that, but if it's really easy to get into a salon to work there, be skeptical.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you'd want to be, you'd almost want it to be a place where you'd have to have multiple interviews just so that they, you know what I mean? Like just so that there is, because you want it to seem like there's a demand.
No, there's no such thing as multiple interviews when you work for a salon.
It's just,
it's not the same as your industry. You just have one interview.
One and done.
And you know, if they like you, if you're a fit, then they'll call you back. If you have clients, bonus, right? Yeah. Then they will call you back most likely.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. It's pretty.
Wow.
Pretty simple.
I should be a hairstylist.
No, you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because you don't come off very friendly the first time.
Oh, man. I'm going to cut your hair.
I'm like, I'm really good at doing technical haircuts. I could do this haircut, this haircut, this haircut. Then they'd be like, your personality.
Because that's part of it. So.
It is. It is. Yeah.
And that's why I'm not a hairdresser.
And looks, too. If you're really pretty in the hair industry, that helps.
Let's continue on our theme.
In getting jobs, not getting clients all the time. Because if you suck at cutting hair, it's good luck.
Let's continue on our theme of fitness and exercise.
Fitness. Why are we talking all about fitness?
It just happens. You know, some shows just work out that way.
Are you trying to give me a hint, Eric?
No, it's just the way things work out. You know, which is in a few stories, I'm going to be talking about the opposite of fitness, fast food. But this story here is a innovative new fitness method that gyms don't want you to know about. It's called Bang a Fit. You know what? I'm just going to let the video speak for itself.
It's 2016 and we move less than ever. We wake up and we don't move. We go to work and we don't move. Even when we move, we don't move. Our sedentary lifestyle and overloaded routine are making us neglect our health. And as a result, adult obesity has skyrocketed. To fight our inactive tendencies, we've created tedious and exotic workout methods. But who has time for all that? To make things worse, Pornhub.com, with its huge offering of adult content, keeps users glued to their seats even longer. The truth is that no matter how busy you are, you always find time to get busy. That's why we came up with a unique, healthy solution that won't just get you fit, it'll get you fit as f***. Introducing Bang Fit, the fitness method gyms don't want you to know about. For years, experts around the globe have promoted the benefits of sex for the mind and body. You'd be surprised that when it comes to making love, you work out way more than just one muscle. And now Pornhub's going to prove it. Here's how it works.
Are you ready, Rochelle?
I love it. This is so cute.
I thought you were
definitely need to watch this video.
I thought you, so. You're on board with this type of technology?
Yes.
Okay.
Bang Fit is a game-based fitness program that will get you into shape while having the time of your life. Just go to our website and choose a sexercise routine. Next, select the number of players and gender. Then sync the website to your smartphone, attaching it to your waist with the official Bang Fit band. The objective of the game is to hump along with the video on the screen, copying each movement in order to get your muscles working. The better you coordinate your moves, the more points you get.
It's like the Nintendo Wii in a way, isn't it?
This is crazy. Oh my goodness. This is so crazy.
I'm going to... Okay. You okay, Rochelle? So anyway.
Just go play.
Okay.
You won't be pumping iron, but you'll be pumping nonetheless. When the sexercise comes to an end, you'll get your final results and ranking. But this game isn't about who wins top honors, because with Bang Fit, everyone scores. You can even annoy your friends by sharing it on social media, just like any other fitness routine. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the dawn of a new era of fitness. One where working out will no longer be a chore, but something you'll get excited about. Literally. And now you'll even feel sorry for those happy couples out for their early morning run. That's right, guys. Less morning run and more morning fun. BangFit by Pornhub. It's time to work out. And in and out. And in.
Well, exercise has now entered the 21st century with this.
This will be a solution for those guys who really like video games.
Yeah.
And the wives are wanting to have intimacy with them and they just want to play their video games.
Get the points.
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins in this game. So there you go. Bang. If you www.bang.fit, check it out, I guess. And let us know if you how that works out for you. info@tiptaptip.com. Don't give us the details, but let us know if it's, you know, don't.
Yeah, don't. What are you talking about?
Don't send us stuff. Just don't.
No.
Stop listening.
TMI.
TMI. Just what you do in your own life is a.
I think the video is super cute and super funny.
It is.
But I also don't agree with having smart technology in so many aspects of my life. I am actually more interested in reducing smart technology.
Well, you're going to hate this.
Because I don't want to have my phone with me all the time. It's so dumb.
You're going to hate this then.
Okay. Thank you.
It's hard to take care of my teeth if I can't see what I'm taking care of. That's why Profix exists. It's a dentist-approved toothbrush with exchangeable attachments, as well as a camera and an app that shows me what I'm doing while I'm brushing. Then, I can take a picture and keep track of how I'm doing. It's not that hard to take care of my teeth, but it's a lot easier and better when I can see how I'm doing it.
There you go. Cameras for your toothbrush because you need it.
But the thing is, you can't do everything that a dentist can do. So, like, all you're doing is brushing your teeth.
Doing it
you
the proper.
You can't fix your cavities. You can't.
If you have tartar.
You can floss, but you can't do the scaling. You can't do all that stuff. So what's the point of this? Like literally just brushing your teeth?
The point is to get an app, to get points. I don't know what. I'd rather be bang fitting, be honest with you, than using this app.
I would have liked to have this, you know, when my tooth was chipped.
Yeah.
Because I could see it, but I couldn't actually see it well enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't even think about having a camera. I just thought about having one of those little mirrors that dentists have.
Also works, but come on, this is the future. Mirrors are so 20th century. This is the 21st century where you have nanobots and...
Why don't you just go to the dentist?
Yeah,
why don't
there you
just
go.
Brush your teeth, get a really good toothbrush, brush your teeth. I'm pretty sure it's not so difficult to like miss a spot or something. Like it just seems...
But you can track your progress with apps.
Like you just might have like too much time on your hands if you're brushing your teeth like this.
And you can share it on social media. Kanye West has gone crazy. Are you really into this or do you want to...
I don't know anything about Kanye. I don't really like Kanye's personality at all. He's just the biggest dick in the world. I don't like him at all. All
right, then we will skip.
I know you like him.
I do like the music.
So we can talk about him. Is it going to... Is it something that he did that's...
It's Kanye being Kanye.
I am God. Is that what he's saying?
Well, you know, he's
basically,
in a matter of way, he's saying that he wants to change the world, make the world a better place. And,
heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are, isn't that
that is Michael Jackson, isn't it? What movie, like Free Willy or something like that? Or
no, is it?
Is it Michael Jackson? I'm sure it's Michael Jackson. I'm not going to sing it. I don't know the words.
Okay, well, now I want to see this stuff.
Now you want to see Kanye?
Sure.
Are you sure you want to see it? Because it is. I will have to skip over parts because he kind of goes off for a while. But we'll start it until you get annoyed.
How about okay. That?
Which will be like 3 seconds.
Awesome.
You send things out on Twitter, and sometimes, like Kim has said, and I'll tell you this also, I don't know if she's told you this, along with not wanting more children, but Kim has said that...
I'm fine to just practice.
Yeah. That's all I get to do. But Kim has said that there should be a board of directors that goes through your tweets. Like, when you have an idea, you should give them to Kim and a bunch of people, and they go, okay, you can tweet that, or no, you cannot tweet that. Yeah. Do you think you should have a board of directors?
Absolutely not.
No. Yeah. Everything you tweet, you think, even have you regretted anything that you've tweeted?
Nope.
Nothing. Never. You don't go, maybe I should have thought about that a little longer?
What's the point of thinking?
What's the point of thinking? Well, sometimes I understand, but sometimes there is a point to thinking. And then you tweeted out that you wanted Mark Zuckerberg to give you $53 million. In hindsight, should that have gone on Facebook?
Yes. Yes. I should have put it on Facebook. Now I understand why he didn't hit me back. He was.
Yeah.
I understand that Zuckerberg doesn't use Twitter.
Yeah.
Even though I have had dinner with him and his wife and told him about how I wanted to help the world and he said he'd help me and then blah, blah, blah. And like, that's how it feels though. You know, it's like the pursuit of happiness. Like, it's like you're trying to sell this bone density machine or something, you know, in that movie. I feel that if I had more resources, I could help more people. I have ideas that can make the human race existence within our 100 years better. Period. The paparazzi, whatever perception you have.
You know, I have to. You have to stop at one point. You know, he's.
What we need to, or what is he saying?
He's, like, he has the ideas. He's gonna,
is he going crazy?
He's just being Kanye. I don't know.
I don't know. This is like. This is a different level.
This is next level Kanye, where he's being extremely narcissistic.
This is just crazy. Like, this is what crazy people say, that they can save the world.
Well, he's just warming up.
Okay, I want to hear it.
Okay.
Of me, starting with the truth, starting with what everyone's thinking, start there, put some dope with it.
Okay, yeah, the look on Ellen's face, she's like smiling like she's agreeing with him, but you in her eyes you can say, this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah, I think she's more like saying, this is good fucking TV. She's like, I don't have to say anything, I will let him.
Oh, she's standing there.
Proceed. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yay is in the building. Throw your mind. Hands in the air right now. Put your hands in the air right now. Yes. Okay.
All right. I'm with you on the truth part. When you say put some dope with it, just give me one example. Just get what the idea is, because maybe somebody watching will give you the money.
Well, we're in a renaissance period. We're in a place where people are like multidisciplinary artists, like Steve McQueen, that directed 12 Years a Slave. He was considered to just be a photographer, but then he won an Oscar. We're not in a place where people can only have one career, one profession throughout their entire life. So the exact amount of emotion and color palette and sonics and everything that I put into my music, I put them into the shoes. And they worked. You know, people never write, like, Kanye's pissing everybody off. Kanye's making so much. They try to position it through the media in some way that I'm like, whatever your friends might say. You know, so I saw Kanye, how was he? Did he like, but I care about people. I care about, my dad lived in homeless shelters less than 5 years ago to find out, he's a psych major. My mom was the first black female chair of the English department at Chicago State University. I was raised to do something, to make a difference, to take.
Okay, Rochelle, you feel like you need to.
He's not saying anything. He's just talking about his family. He didn't like, what is he doing? He made shoes?
Yeah, he's also involved in a fashion design.
Yeah, that's not saving the world. That's just making shit and selling it and getting rich off of it.
Everybody changes the world in their own ways, Rochelle. Some people make.
Oh, these shoes are that amazing that they're going to like change your life forever.
They're pretty dope, but I can't afford them, so. So there you go. Nor can most people. So maybe he's right to talk to Zuckerberg.
You know, I didn't take the Oscars as a joke. It was funny. You know what I'm saying? It was like the moment, like all black, you know, actors can talk about the glass ceilings that we've dealt with out in this town. And it's the you get your night. Go ahead. Chris Rock's going to do it. Bam. Talk about how many times you've been blocked from being able to excel. I didn't take it as a joke. It ain't no joke, as Rakim said. It ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it and make sure it's broke. That's what I was raised on. Rakim, Fife Dog, hip-hop, expression, hip-hop. Started out in the park. Now everybody's trying to try. I don't give a how much you sold. If you playing on radio, are you connecting? Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living that you can name in the same breath as them. Don't tell me about being likable. We got 100 years here. We're one race, the human race, one civilization. We're a blip in the existence of the universe. And we constantly trying to pull each other down, not doing things to help each other. That's my point. It's like I'm shaking talking about it. I know it's daytime TV, but I feel that I can make a difference while I'm here. I feel that I can make things better through my skill set. My skills, I'm an artist. 5 years old, art school, PhD, Art Institute of Chicago. I am an artist. I have a condition called synesthesia where I see sounds. I see them. Everything that I sonically make is a painting. I see it.
He, this is getting real.
I actually like this part.
Oh, you like this part? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll continue
this. This is making me like him.
All right.
What are you trying to do?
All right. I'll shut up for the remainder.
I see the importance and the value of everyone being able to experience a more beautiful life. When I make clothes, it's funny because I'll sit there with Obama and Leo's talking about the environment, and then I'm talking about clothes, and everyone looks at me like, that's not an important issue or something. But I remember going to school, like in fifth grade, and wanting to have a cool outfit. I called the head of Payless. I'm like, I want to work with you. I want to take all this information that I learned from sitting at all these fashion shows and knocking at all these doors and buying all this expensive clothes, and I want to take away bullying. You know, I want to... Michael Jackson and Russell Simmons is the reason why I was able to go so far in music. There was a time when Michael Jackson couldn't get his video on MTV because he was considered to be urban. The Michael Jackson. So I literally have to be Michael Jackson of apparel in order to break open the doors for everyone that will come after I'm gone, after I'm dead, after they call me Wacko Kanye. Isn't that so funny? The people point fingers at the people who have influenced us the most. They talk the most about the people who cared the most. I'm sorry, daytime television. I'm sorry for the realness.
Yeah.
Now, it's not daytime television anymore. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to play 5-second rule, which should be very fun with Kanye.
So there you go. That's Kanye being Kanye. He has a lot of ideas. He wants to change the world. He thinks that he doesn't want to be constrained to being just a musician. He wants to branch out into all sorts of things, and he feels that there's so much material to mine out of that clip there. And
okay, but what do you think about what he's saying?
I think that he's genuine in his in a lot of what he says. I think that the way he articulates it, people think it comes off as being completely crazy and narcissistic, but I get what he's saying in respect to, he's a guy who is very creative, and his creativity can extend, you know, he's mostly known for his creativity in music, but he wants to do all sorts of things. Because he's bursting with creativity. He wants to be creative in fashion. He wants to be creative in this, creative in that. And he feels that because he's...
I think a lot of people who are creative feel that way, though.
Yeah, and he feels that just because he's known as, say, Kanye, the musician, no one else is taking him seriously when he's really trying to...
But there's so many people who are musicians who are also painters, are...
But he wants to be good in everything. That's a thing. Like, he wants to be...
Yeah, that's
And recognized in everything. Like, you know, there's... You know, granted, you know, there's a lot
of... He wants to be a Renaissance man. That's basically what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he wants to be a modern day Renaissance man. And he wants to be recognized for everything that he does.
That's awesome.
And, hey...
I think if you can do that...
But no one takes him seriously, and that kind of pisses him off. He's like, come on. You know?
Yeah, because... I think maybe at this point in his career, he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Which makes, you know, it easier for him to have or get connections or do what he wants. Like, he doesn't necessarily have to start from the very beginning where he has to prove that he's good at it.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, get recognition in the fashion industry or whatever.
Yeah, because he's at a position in his career where he... all these ideas that he has, either has the money to do it or he knows the people.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of people who've done this as well. Like, isn't there, there's people who are musicians who are also painters, and, you know, for the longest time, like, you never knew that they were a painter, and then all of a sudden they have a show, you know, in your city and you're like, oh
that guy painted.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he wants to be known.
But the thing is, like, you have to, you know, in the end, you have to be good at doing it. You can't be Kanye and be just amazing at everything. Like, he's probably going to excel more in one area than the other area.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
That's true.
But I like what he's saying about, you know, how being an artist, yeah, you're not talking about the environment. You're not talking about... You know, you're not a scientist. You're not going to solve global warming. And then people think that, you know, what you're doing is not a valuable thing. And I agree with him that it is a valuable thing, because art is around us. It's everywhere. And it makes people's lives more enriched to have art in their life. And I think people don't realize that until they have it a part of their life. You know, until maybe they go to an art opening and they see a beautiful painting, not a print from IKEA, and they're like, "Wow, this is what it's all about."
I think he's just a guy who appreciates all sorts of art in its many forms, and really wants to be and really wants to excel. And like you said, wants to be a Renaissance man, and he thinks that people don't take art, and I'm talking like really big like art.
Yeah.
As serious as what you described, and he wants to.
Yeah, but I think that's probably just, you know. I think that's just the culture that we live in right now. I mean, you know, think about all the art classes and music classes and stuff that are getting knocked out of schools because they don't have the money for it. But meanwhile, you know, these expensive computer labs are being, you know, set up, and what's that going to do for the kids who are artists and who are.
Yeah, if the resources and facilities and
like
even the in even the the environment, the supportive environment is not there.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
like if that didn't, if I didn't have band or art classes in my school, oh my goodness, I probably would have been put on antidepressants because that's if that's all that you're good at and then you go into, and then you don't have it, you're going to, that kid's going to feel like shit.
Well, like for a lot of, like for a lot of schools now, that type of stuff is like an afterthought. It's like, okay, well, if we, once we've afforded to, for the football team and afforded for this and that and that,
yeah,
if we have any money left over, then sure, we'll have a band class or whatever class.
Yeah. Like it doesn't matter.
It's like, okay.
It's like, there's
the kids
no,
can just play
no,
their
like,
games and like, you know.
Yeah. There's no appreciation for culture.
Well, you know. And in the case of the States, you know, art doesn't bring in as much money as like these, and this is ridiculous, like as these huge, huge high school football games, which is kind of insane in the States. Like you have schools who are building like $1 million stadiums for fucking high school football, which I find kind of crazy.
But honestly, the likelihood of their child getting into the NFL,
yeah,
that's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
It's probably just as likely for a child to become a famous artist.
Yeah. Or no, probably more likely, yeah, like, you know, because becoming a famous artist is probably less likely if we're talking on the level of name recognition, right? You know, because artists, you know,
successful artists.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or fashion designer or
filmmaker, director.
Like
anything in the arts.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, you know, a painter or a sculptor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different areas and people forget about that. These areas are like multi-million-dollar areas and, mm-hmm, you know, people make a living off of it.
Yeah.
They have been. They still do.
Well, I don't think we'd For a clip that was played on Ellen, it actually brings up a lot of points that we can discuss, like, you know, in terms of the arts and its support. And
yeah, I like everything that he said. I thought he was going to go like all crazy and like and stuff, but
I think
he brings up a lot of really good points.
And
but I also hate him because, you know what, he can say all these ideological theories because he's so loaded. Right?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, it makes such a huge difference that he's so loaded, because if he wasn't loaded, you know, it'd be like, oh, great, but now you're going to go work at Taco Bell.
But you know,
like, you have these great ideas, but
the question is, how did he get loaded? He became, you know,
he did it, yeah.
He did it through his art, but now he wants to branch off into, you know, he's using that as a jumping off point for all the other artistic ventures that he wants to do. So, and all the other ideas that he's thinking about, and he's incredibly entertaining to follow, especially on Twitter, because he just says exactly what he thinks, and it may come off as bonkers, but it also can be very refreshing to see somebody who just says it.
Yeah, it's like he's not playing the game.
He just says
he's not playing the game.
Yeah.
Like whoever his publicist is probably
hates him
so much.
If he has a publicist, maybe he is his own publicist. Let's switch gears for a bit here, and We'll just wrap it up with one last story, and then I'll leave it to Rochelle whether we're going to be talking about beer, bananas, or saunas.
Oh, this one looks good.
All right, I'll let you.
In Finland, a Burger King with a sauna. Now that's my kind of Burger King.
That is.
Oh my goodness, I would totally go a sauna.
Yeah, they're apparently...
Or like a steam room. It's like a steam room, right?
Yeah, they're really big into saunas in Finland, which
wow.
I get because it is...
Because it's so cold there.
It is cold, like most of the time. And so...
Finland Parliament has one. Nokia has one. And now a Burger King restaurant in downtown Helsinki has its own sauna. Amazing. Hanna Marie Ohoinen, brand manager for Burger King in Finland, said the idea was to combine local traditions with serving burgers. Nice. Mm-hmm. She says the restaurant had lots of good feedback since they opened last year, with groups of 15 accounting for some 60 or more people attending every week.
Yeah.
Customers do not eat in the steam bath. That comes after the big sweat. No, the sauna is for sweating it out, and our hamburgers taste all the better for it afterwards, she said. The sauna cost 250 to 300 euros. Wow. $282 to $350 for a group, depending on weekday or weekend. The meal costs extra.
Well,
but I guess it depends how big of a group it is.
But I have to agree. I haven't done this. I've never had a burger after going into the sauna, but using my imagination, I could think that would be awesome.
Well, I know after I go in the hot tub and the pool and the sauna, which I only ever go in the sauna for like 5 minutes because I don't really like it that much. It's almost too hot. I like the hot tub better.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm starving.
It just really kind of.
It's something about being in water that just makes you so hungry.
Hmm.
I guess because you're exercising, maybe.
I guess. I don't know.
No, it's something. It's just being in the water. It just makes you really, really hungry.
So some So the geniuses in Finland said, okay, well, people like doing this and they also like burgers. Let's make it happen. And like they said, there was like a number of different locations that there was.
You know what I want to go to?
What's that?
I want to go to one of those. Is it like a Roman bath?
Like a Turkish bath or
a Turkish bath?
Yeah.
You know where you just go in naked and it's
like big giant like Turkish dudes like are pouring water all over you and
yeah.
You want to go to one of those?
Yeah, and you get massages and then you go into the spring water and then you go in the shower.
Is there such a thing as
steam room?
The Turkish baths of Calgary? Because
I don't think it's probably gay.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Because they know, like, gay guys know what, you know, stuff is good.
All right, well, we'll consult.
Maybe that's where they meet their friends.
What are you talking about, Rochelle?
I don't know. I like making friends.
I like making friends? Anyways, Turkish baths, you're totally into that.
Yeah, I want to go there.
That'd be cool. I remember seeing like a travel show where they showed, at least the travel show, I can't even remember what show, but they do in like this beautiful, old, like hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah, like building. It's all stone.
Stone and marble and columns. I'm like, oh, that looks pretty rad.
I know.
And yeah.
And you know what? You know why they had those though, is because people didn't have bathrooms.
Yeah.
So that's where they would actually bathe.
Nice. That was like, it wasn't just like a treat for...
No, it was like, that's where you go and bathe. I think I saw it on a travel show too, where they did it in China.
Turkish baths in China?
No, it's not really, it's not a Turkish bath. It's just like a shower place.
Yeah. Cool.
Communal bath. It didn't look as nice as the Turkish bath.
Everybody shares, no, it's like just kind of a... Everyone has their own sort of group or bath stall kind of thing? Or everybody's in the same soup?
No, it's like a communal sort of thing. And you get massages.
Yeah.
And people go there like once a week. They don't have a bath in their house.
Oh man. See, this all like you're saying, this all sounds very good, but I'm sure if I looked up something like that in Calgary, it'd probably be super duper gay.
Yeah. But it's also just different living. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody here has their own bathroom. You would never think about going elsewhere to bathe.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, I can light up the lavender and put the bubbles on and relax to my.
Yeah. I wish.
Oh yeah. Cause
we don't have that.
We don't. Well, we
just
can work
have
on
a stupid bathtub.
Well, we have a house and we can make our own baths. And
can we just make this whole room in the basement into a luxury jacuzzi bathtub?
You know, maybe.
Would you sacrifice your office and your man den for my jacuzzi bathtub?
Rochelle, drain the bathtub. It's podcasting time.
Right. I'll just do it in the bath.
That would be fun. All right, let's wrap this guy up here, shall we?
I used to listen to a podcast. One of the first podcasts I ever listened to, The Dawn and Drew Show.
Oh, yeah.
And she did it once in the bathtub.
Well, you should do it in the bath.
It's like, that's so risque. So awesome.
I can hear the nakedness.
And it's like, and they would always talk about their chickens.
Yeah. They lived on a farm. Or maybe they still do. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Let's listen to Not Chickens. well. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip, where we discuss art and
burgers
and fitness and apps.
We're really into burgers right now because we have a barbecue.
We're super into burgers, so send us
We've never had a barbecue before.
So mail us your burgers.
Yeah.
But make sure they're kind of frozen. We don't want like rotten ground beef arriving in our mail slot.
That would be disgusting.
If you did that, not cool, but maybe you're just...
We also accept veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers are good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening. Is there anything you want to finish off with before I kind of wrap it up?
Nope.
Okay. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We will talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.